ज्ञानम लब्ध्वा परम शान्तिम् अचिरेणाधिगच्छति। A faithful man who is dedicated to transcendental knowledge and who subdues his senses is eligible to achieve such knowledge, and having achieved it, he quickly attains the supreme spiritual peace. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Such knowledge in Krishna consciousness can be achieved by a faithful person who believes firmly in Krishna. One is called a faithful man who thinks that simply by acting in Krishna consciousness, he can achieve the highest perfection. This faith is attained by the discharge of devotional service and by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, which cleanses one's heart of all material dirt. Over and above this, one should control the senses. A person who is faithful to Krishna and who controls the senses can easily attain perfection in the knowledge of Krishna consciousness without delay. Translation: A faithful man who is dedicated to transcendental knowledge and who subdues his senses is eligible to achieve such knowledge, and having achieved it, he quickly attains the supreme spiritual peace. We are reading this evening from the fourth chapter, 39th verse of Sri Bhagavad Gita, which is entitled Transcendental Knowledge. Krishna is here explaining that one who has faith in his sublime teachings, and on the basis of that faith subdues his senses by engaging them according to the Lord's instructions in his loving service, such a person alone quickly achieves the supreme transcendental state of pure love of God, which is real peace, true peace. The qualification of this process of bhakti is that one must have faith in the Lord and His devotees. Ado shraddha tatha sadhu sangotha bhajana kriya. In the beginning, there's a little faith. That faith is awarded to us by Lord Krishna, perhaps due to agyata sukriti. We have unknowingly in a previous life served Him, offered something to assist His devotee, seen a devotee and appreciated, heard the holy name and appreciated. Srila Prabhupada explains the beginning of one's spiritual life is when we appreciate an activity of Krishna or His devotees. And Krishna reciprocates by implanting a particular type of faith in our heart. And that faith directs us. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridayesher juna tishtati, to the association of devotees. In that association, the process of hearing the glories of the Lord gives us a proper understanding of what is the purpose of life. Srila Prabhupada explained that he has built such beautiful and wonderful temples and people come to see the deity in the temple. But actually, there are thousands upon thousands of temples throughout this land of India, where people by the millions and millions come to see the deity, to offer some donation perhaps, to offer a prayer. But Guru Maharaj explains that unless we hear transcendental knowledge from the lips of the devotees, we cannot properly approach the deity or see the deity. It is sentimental. Realization comes through the process first of hearing. So although millions upon millions of people come to our temples, especially here in India, to see the form of the Lord, what Srila Prabhupada really wanted is that by being attracted to these temples, they take the time to sit, like we are all sitting tonight, and hear the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, and hear the teachings of the previous acharyas, and be inspired to perform the Yuga Dharma, which is the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. And by coming to see the deity and to bow down, great spiritual merit is done. But through that spiritual merit, it is meant to bring us to the point where we desire to hear about Krishna and chant his names and glories. Even if a little child, just imitating his parents, bows down before the deity, Svapamapyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. That little bit of devotional service can save him from the greatest types of dangers and fears in life. That little bit of devotional service is never lost. And even if that child does nothing else throughout his whole life except sinful activities, the fact that he has bowed down and heard the holy name, even unknowingly, is so pleasing to Krishna that it will gradually develop into a faith that brings him into the association of devotees, and ultimately it makes him want to hear the glories of the Lord and follow those teachings. Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. The process of bhakti is to increase our faith that simply by executing the process of devotional service in the association of devotees, all of our spiritual desires will be fulfilled. And we will achieve everlasting, eternal service to the Lord. Sometimes we become impatient because there are so many tribulations and tests that come into our life. But actually, they are meant to convince us that this material world is no place for the eternal soul. To try to make any condition in this world with hope for happiness is an illusion. Dukalayam ashashvatam. Because this place is miserable. It is temporary. Even the grandest arrangements we can make through hundreds of years of performing yajna, not in Kali Yuga, but in previous yugas, perhaps we can attain Brahma Loka, millions of years of enjoyment. But Krishna explains, Abhrama Bhuvana Loka Punar Avartanorjana Mamu Petya Tukontya Punar Janmana Vidyate. From Brahma Loka down to Patala Loka, the whole material existence is a miserable place, and we must be convinced of that. And with that conviction, we go deeper and deeper in our sincere desire to become Krishna conscious, to hear and to chant the glories of the Lord. because this process of hearing and chanting must be done under certain regulations, bhajana kriya, according to the spiritual master and the previous acharyas, we are asked to chant a certain vow every day. For initiated devotees within this ISKCON movement, at least 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every day. And some of us have been doing for many years. But along with this regulation, there must be quality. And that quality comes when there is an eagerness in our heart. Nasta praisha bhadreshu nityam bhagavati seva. An eagerness to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. An eagerness to find shelter in the holy name of Krishna. And that can only come about when we give up our hopes that we can be happy in this material existence. The soul is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. It is shameful for the soul to try to find happiness through a body that is asat, achit, and nirananda. It is temporary, full of ignorance, and full of potential miseries. Someone was telling me today that when a drop of ghee that's hot touches their hand, it burns so bad. Just one little drop of hot ghee. It burns so bad. It causes so much distress. But after our death, the body is put on a funeral pyre. And the whole body is completely on fire. Every inch of it is just blazing with fire. And we feel no pain. Because it is the soul that is the object of that consciousness that is experiencing pleasures and pains. And to understand the quality of the soul is the perfection of this life. That the soul is part of God. That the soul is not meant to be suffering in this world of misery, which cannot be changed. We could make so many arrangements, but earthquakes and plagues and wars, they come just like through the friction of bamboos, fires come about in forests with nobody's intentions. It is the nature of the world. And no one can change material nature. But we can change our consciousness to separate it from attachment to material nature and attach it to the spiritual nature, to the loving service of Krishna. Bhajahure mana sri nandanandana abhaya charana ravindra. Govindadas prays that my wife, my children, my family, my home, my wealth, my society, all the prestige, everything I've worked so hard for in this world to gain, what do I have to show for it? Nothing but a heart full of loneliness and frustration. Bhajahu Hari Pada Niti. Therefore, let me chant the holy names of Hari. Let me fix my mind always in the loving service of Lord Hari. This is the process of bhakti. It is the most intimate way in which we can connect our hearts and our souls to Krishna, simply by engaging in his service. And what are the qualifications? Krishna is explaining here, the qualification is we must have faith in this process. We must be convinced that material life is an embarrassing situation for the soul, and only Krishna can save us. And if we have that conviction, whoever we may be, whatever our material qualifications or disqualifications, we can achieve the supreme destination simply by sincerely chanting the holy names of Krishna and associating with his devotees. It is so simple. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he appeared in this world, he was revealing the opulences of his devotees. Not only did he come to experience the love of Srimati Radharani, but he came to reveal to the world the glory of the humility and devotion of the Vaishnavas. And he put his devotees, his eternal associates, in such amazing and wonderful lifestyles just to reveal the glory of pure bhakti. One such faithful person was Sridhar. He was very simple. He was also considered by less intelligent to be in a state of great poverty. Everything that people strive for and long for and work so hard for in this world, he didn't care anything about. This is the world, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, is the world of the cheaters and the cheated. Where anyone is willing to say anything or do anything, even to his own near and dear ones, for one's sense gratification. Kolavecha Sridhar, he would simply sell banana leaves, banana roots, sometimes banana flowers. And he was so fair that he would never cheat anyone. He would give the fairest possible price, less than anyone else in the market. And when he made a price, he would stick to it. As you know, here in India, in most shops, they look at you, and according to the color of your skin, the type of clothes that you wear, they decide what price it should be. Makolavecha Sridhar, he didn't discriminate. One price. And he was so simple. Half of his money that he earned, before utilizing any, he would use it to make offerings to Mother Ganges. Because he was in the mood of the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. And knowing Mother Ganga was an intimate servant of Lord Sri Krishna, who was performing the service of purifying the sins of everyone in the world, he wanted to worship her. And whatever little was left, he somehow or other survived along with his family members. Sri Radharasa Bihari Ki. And it is explained that when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in his younger days concealing his true identity as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he was appearing like a scholar of grammar teaching, and he was so beautiful. He would go each and every day to Sridhar's little simple place where he would sell banana leaves. How wonderful. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, the master of Vaikuntha, who's worshipped by all the demigods, by all the great saints and rishis, by all the Vedas, indirectly by the jnanis and the yogis, who in the spiritual world, Chintamani Prakata Shadmasu Kalpa Briksha Lakshavrate Susurabir Abhipalayantam, he's being worshipped and served and loved by millions upon millions of goddesses of fortune. But yet, in his most divine, munificent incarnation, he goes every day to the simple and poor seller of banana leaves named Sridhar. whom no one in society recognized as being anything but quite worthless. And he would come and he would say, Sridhar, what is the price of these leaves? And he would quote fair price. And he would pick up the leaves, Sri Gaurasundar, and he would say, too much, I will give you half. And then he'd start taking, and Sridhar would go to take them back. And Lord Gauranga, he would, what you are doing? You are stealing from a Brahmin? You dare to take this back from me? And Sridhar would be very humble. He would say, please forgive me. But I'm giving you fair price. How will I survive if you take every day like this? And in this way, they would have argument. And according to Vrindavan Das Thakur, they would argue like this for 2 hours every day. We ask, here's the Lord of the universe. There's so many functions. He's empowering Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, everyone. And he's spending 2 hours out of 24 arguing over some banana leaves with this poor person who's actually giving him the best price in the market. And ultimately, Sridhar would, he would say, but I'm so poor, don't you see? And half of the money I get, I use to worship Mother Ganges. And Lord Chaitanya would say, ah, Mother Ganges, she is your worshipable deity. But do you not know that I am the master of Mother Ganges? She is flowing from my lotus feet. She worships me. And Sridhar would hold his ears. Vishnu, Vishnu, what are you saying? How can you say like this? And ultimately, he would become so attracted by the beauty and the charming features of the Lord, his heart would just melt, and he would say, you just take these leaves. They are yours. By giving in charity to such a beautiful, wonderful Brahmin like you, certainly the Lord will be pleased with me. How is it? Even though he did not understand at that time that he was the Supreme Lord, because of his devotion, the Lord revealed such intimate, loving beauty to Sridhar that Sridhar's just heart melted and he spontaneously just wanted to give the best he had to the Lord. One time, Lord Chaitanya, during one of their disputes over the price of banana leaves, he said, I know how wealthy you are. And someday I will reveal your great treasures to the world. Sridhar, what treasure? I know that you have it hidden. You can go in my house, you can look everywhere. What's inside is outside. What he was speaking of was the treasure of bhakti. He was going to reveal that to the world. Because that is the great pleasure of the Lord, to reveal the glories of his devotees. At another time when he was discussing with Sridhar, he said, Sridhar, you are worshipping Krishna. Why? What has he given you? Others are worshipping demigods, Kali, Durga, Shiva, Ganapati, they are worshipping so many. And they are wealthy, they have great knowledge, they have nice homes. They eat good food. You are emaciated. Your bones are showing because of starvation. And look at your food, look at your clothes. They are the clothes of a tramp. And Sridhar said, my Lord, what is the difference between myself and a king? The king is eating big, big, rich foods. But my Lord Krishna, he is providing me what I want. He's given me enough to survive. And the king, he is dressed in fine garments made of silk embroidered with so many jewels. And I have these clothes. Perhaps they are torn in hundreds of places, and there's patches all over them. But they are keeping me covered, just like a king's clothes. I have learned in life that simplicity is a great virtue. God is providing everything I need. So Sridhar was content simply in glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was not greedy. He was a man of the greatest riches. And years later, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to reveal those riches. What is real bhakti? What is the supreme goal of life? In the house of Srivas Pandit, he was fulfilling all of his devotees' desires. He came in the house that day, and usually in the mood of a devotee, he would just dance beautifully in kirtan and chant the holy names. On this particular day, he got up and sat on the throne of Vishnu. And for 21 hours, he revealed his supreme opulences as the Supreme Personality of Godhead to his devotees. He ordered the Vaishnavas that perform the Abhishekam. And the devotees began to collect water from Ganga and putting scents in it, and they began to bathe the Lord. And Advaita Charja was chanting Purusha Shukta prayers, and Mukunda Dat was chanting beautiful Abhishek songs from the scriptures, bhajans. And Nityananda Prabhu was holding palanquin, and they were just having a wonderful Abhishek ceremony. And there was a very simple maidservant. Her name was Duki, and she was very carefully putting the pots of water in nice lines and organizing them so that the Abhishek would go on smoothly. And she was bringing the pots of water. And just because of this simple menial servant, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so pleased. He said, "Today, Duki, your name will be Suki." And with this word, pure prema, love of God, just awakened in her heart. She experienced the ultimate ecstasy of the soul. Then the devotees were bringing so many wonderful offerings of nice cloth. They dried his body, and then they put clothes on it, and they put scents on it. And they were just worshipping it just like we worship the deity. In this way, he was fulfilling all of their desires. And Mahaprabhu, he said, "Now, please bring me bhoga. I am hungry." So the devotees were so happy. Because the happiness of a devotee is simply to give pleasure to the Lord with whatever they have. So they started giving him bananas, and they started giving him pots of Ganges water. And whatever they put in his hand, within seconds he would eat. He had said, "Bring me more." Soon they were bringing thousands of bananas, thousands of pots of yogurt and condensed milk and sweet rice, thousands of pots of water, thousands of trays of sandesh, and rasgullas. And he was just eating and eating to his devotees' satisfaction. And the devotees were running from village to village, buying everything they could get and bringing it back. And he would just continue to eat. And to everyone's amazement, he was revealing his supreme opulence as the absolute truth, the personality of God. He turned to one devotee, Gangadas Pandit. He said, "Gangadas, do you remember when one night the Mughal soldiers invaded the town that you were living in, and they came to your house to plunder it all, and you ran away to escape with your family members, and as you're running at night, you came to the river Ganges, but there was no boat, and the soldiers were coming closer, and you understood if they caught you, they would certainly rape your wife, abuse your children, and imprison everyone. So you were praying, will the boatman come?" And when no one came for so many hours in the dark, you heard the soldiers coming closer, you decided that you would jump in the Ganges and end your life. At that time, I personally descended from Vaikuntha to take the form of a boatman. And I came to the shore. And you said, "Boatman, boatman, please, I'll give you anything, but take me across the river. Because you are my devotee, I have appeared to render this humble service to you. Do you remember?" And Gangadas Pandit fell to the ground in ecstatic love, with a heart full of gratitude for the Lord's unbelievable mercy. And then he gave his mercy to Srivas Pandit. And then he told the devotees, "Go and bring Sridhar here." And they went to Simantadweep, where Sridhar lives. People, nobody in Navadweep even knew his name was Sridhar. This is how insignificant he was. They just called him Kolavecha, which means the seller of banana leaves. And what did they know him for? It is explained that he was so simple. But all night long, he would just loudly chant the holy names of Krishna. Chant with such love that sometimes it would be very, very loud.
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare!
And the materialistic people who were living everywhere around him, they were thinking, "Just see these useless Vaishnavas. They worship Krishna and they don't even have enough food to eat. And this Sridhar, he's always chanting God's names, but what is God giving him? He lives in a shack with holes in the roof and water comes in all during the rainy season and hardly gives him any shelter. He's emaciated, thin, and he screams and howls all night long due to pains of hunger in his stomach. And he's disturbing our sleep." So they would throw rice at him. They would say, "Sridhar, keep your mouth shut, eat this rice and be happy." But he didn't care. He was simply content chanting the holy names throughout the night. You cannot be a real Vaishnav if you have any concern with what materialistic people will think about you. For preaching, sometimes we present ourselves respectfully. But essentially, our devotional bhajan and our devotional way of life We are doing for the pleasure of Krishna and for the pleasure of the Vaishnavas. And materialistic people will never understand. And if we compromise for them, then our spiritual life, our devotion, will always be obstructed by that false ego. So Sridhar had no false ego. He was everyone's friend, everyone's well-wisher, but he knew that everyone's benefit would come through the loud chanting of the holy name. But the Supreme Lord recognized the glory of Kolavecha, the banana seller. And when the devotees came to Sridhar's house, why does the Lord want to see me? Who am I? There are so many great pundits, so many great learned scholars, so many great devotees. I am nothing. But if the Lord calls, I will come. I'll tell you something else about Sridhar. That every single day, for so many years and years and years of Nimai Pandit's childhood life, all the prasad he would eat was always off the leaf plates of Sridhar's banana leaves. He would accept the banana leaves as the basis of his prasad every day. That is how valuable Sridhar's devotion was to him. So when Sridhar came, he bowed down before the Lord who was sitting on Vishnu's throne, and right before his eyes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu transformed into the beautiful threefold bending form of Shyam Sundar. He was standing, his complexion, his golden complexion transformed into that of a dark rain cloud, and his beautiful lotus-like eyes and curling black hairs, wearing a dhoti brilliant as lightning, and he had his celebrated flute to his lips. And as he was glancing upon Sridhar, Sridhar saw on his right side was Lord Sri Balaram. And Lakshmi was offering a tray of betel nuts. And the whole abode, the land of Vrindavan, was all around him. The supreme, most confidential home of the Lord was revealed to him. And Brahma and Shiva, they were chanting prayers of glorification to the Lord. And great sages like the four Kumaras and Narada and Shukadev Goswami, with unblinking eyes of love, were simply gazing upon the beautiful form of the Lord. And the Lord said to Sridhar, ask any benediction of me. I will give you all the eight mystic cities. Ask anything. And Sridhar looked at the Lord with tears of love in his eyes, and he fell to the ground unconscious in ecstasy. And the devotees lifted him and brought him back to consciousness. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in this most wonderful form of Sri Krishna, he said to Sridhar that I will fulfill all of your desires. Sridhar said, my Lord, I do not want anything from you. I am simply satisfied to be standing before you as your servant. The Lord said, let me give you the 8 perfections of mystic cities. People spend lifetimes performing great tapasya, even for a portion of one such mystic city. Sridhar, he was a seller of banana leaves. What will he do with mystic cities? He said, Sridhar, I will give you a royal palace and a great kingdom, and I will make you the king. Sridhar said, my lord, I only desire one thing. Let that beautiful Nimai Pandit, who takes the form of a small child, let him come to me always, and let me and steal my banana leaves. This is the only benediction I desire. Let it be that you are always my master, and I am always your servant, and I am always willing to do everything and anything that you so desire. That is the only boon I ask. And let it be that as your eternal servant, I always glorify and I always chant your holy names. All the devotees heard Kolavecha Sridhar's most wonderful and glorious quality of bhakti. They all began to weep and to cry, and in their hearts they were simply praising him and praising the intimate mercy that he was receiving. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being so pleased with Sridhar, he said, yes, I grant you this benediction. And all the devotees began to cry out, Hariyo! 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 So this is real wealth. Real wealth is our eagerness and our desire to serve and please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if we do not have that, even if we are living in a great palace, we are very unfortunate and we are in poverty. And great devotees of the Lord, they don't care anything about your accomplishments in this world. They don't care anything about your bank balance or how many cars you drive or how many businesses you own. They are only concerned with one thing. Do you possess the only wealth that attracts Krishna? And that is a humble heart of devotion. Without humility, there can be no real devotion. Trinarapi sunichena, tarorapi sahishnana, amani namana dena kirtaniya sadahari. Whether we are rich or poor, educated or uneducated, high caste or low caste, American, Pakistani, Indian, Russian, European, men, women, these are all material concerns. A real devotee of the Lord has the same vision as the Lord himself. He sees that a person who has real fortune and wealth is a person who is humble and who expresses that humility in a mood of devotion in the service of the Lord and the service of the Lord's devotees. That spirit of being the servant of the servant of the servant is the only real wealth, because with that wealth we can properly chant the holy names. And when we chant the holy names with a sincere consciousness, Cheto Dharapana Marajanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam, the name itself which is none different than Radha and Krishna, cleanses our heart, cleanses our mind, and awakens the eternal blissful nature of the soul. So, Kulavecha Sridhar, when he was offered anything in creation, and always chant his holy name. And that same benediction that he begged for is being given to us, to chant the name of God, to take part in the Sankirtan with devotees is the ultimate benediction in all of creation. And there's nothing so valuable as the opportunity. And we have it right here tonight. Therefore, Kulavecha Sridhar proved by his denying anything else, param dristva nivartate, the higher taste, vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana, that this congregational chanting of the holy names is the prime benediction for all humanity. And Srila Prabhupada, as Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu's empowered servant, has given this most precious treasure, the ultimate benediction, to people throughout the world. And by his divine grace, we have the fortune to be here tonight to receive it. Thank you very much. After the translation, which just lasts 5 minutes, then we will all have the opportunity to accept the supreme benediction for all humanity, the chance to chant and dance in the presence of wonderful Brijavasis like Dinabandhu Prabhu.